And what I thought we could do is, once I add this other two people, is just take a moment to set the space, get out of our heads that are just absolutely racing around, and have us by the shirt sleeve or the shorts, as it were, with all the questions of but, how, and get out of that space and into our heart space. And then we can play with the documents and play with what's next and people's thoughts. And if you haven't already seen it, I did a new blog post, and it has an example of all the different documents with the, what needs to be customized, highlighted in a color. And that's including the Declaration of I, Will, and the Word. And then the other three that are needed if you're going to, I'm sorry, the other two that are needed if you're going to go play with the banks. And then the other two that you won't want to use if you're going to play with the banks. And that's for the other part of the discussion. So,
Kristen from Bumble.
Everybody. So let's just, everybody take a minute. If you... you don't have to go on mute. If you want to go on mute, that's fine. Just come back off mute. I think it's nice when we're all talking, even though there's some background noise, that we can actually feel more connected. You just have to tune out the buzz noise, but it's important to feel connected. So everybody take a deep breath and drop out of your heads and all the questions and into your heart. Heather keeps telling us over and over that we know the answers if we go within. So if our brain has these questions, then our heart knows the answers. So let's get into that space before we all begin to play today. I might suggest it's a space of gratitude and love, expansion, absolute limits, and a time for the happy dance to begin and to play. Cool. So who wants to jump in with their thoughts and how we want to get started to play?
Hello?
Yep.
I have a question about, maybe an overall view of everything that's happening with documents with Swift Indo. I'm a little confused about the conversations on Skype, and I don't know where, everything is headed, because I didn't finish reading everything.
Well, this is easy, and the quick way I would answer that is that if you're in the BUI room, you can. There's a lot of conversation there. You can catch up on that. You should be able to read up above you on that. And all the documents, there are other places as well, but all the documents are on the IUV site, and also versions, meaning they're PDF versions, but there's Word versions, which people can edit, and those are all there as well. And like I referenced at the beginning of the call, I made a new blog post, which is pulled out from the original big post and all the information that Heather gave. This one just has her recipe instructions, the newest ones at the beginning, and then actually towards the end and above that has an example Word document version that is editable. It doesn't have the gray part in there in the header and footer, which Mac has a problem with. So anyways, those are all in one place for everybody to get.
Okay, but my question is the conversations with the Swindo and Heather, is it in a positive direction, or it seemed a little bit confusing,
Swissindo actually is a whole different story, and there are a couple blog posts up on the IUV site. There's also one from a delegate who was trying to get removed. So as far as Swissindo, you need to let your heart tell you whether you think it's positive or negative. It's from my perspective, and it's only my perspective, it's extremely obvious. And so, you know, I can't tell you what something means. You have to understand what something means for yourself. But on the IUV side anyways, there's three posts where it's all laid out. There's all this Swiss Indo conversation back and forth. There's another post with Heather's response to the one letter from Mr. Sino. And then there's also a third post which has Irina's conversations back and forth within Swiss Indo to want to be released and get off the list of delegates. So those three things are up there.
Then you just read that right now. But then there was Andrew Bart's comment that he made that, you know, the IM statements on the court documents are first grade and it's not going to do anything. And it's just...
Okay, well, that's why I would say, again, it's you need to... read it with your heart. I haven't seen what Andrew Bart just said about it, so I haven't looked at that. But mostly this call, the idea was to play with the new documents from Heather and moving on with all of that, not specifically.
Okay, so, and moving on with the documents, where would you start with, you know, discussing it or explaining it?
Well, that's what we're that's what we're all going to play with. So you've got a question and there's other tiers that you want to talk about playing.
Amy?
I wanted to know if maybe you could start with your perception of it. I mean, that's a good place.
Well, it's a good place for me.
I would appreciate it.
My brain's a scary place. So.
Well, I would appreciate a little bit of your perception, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. These documents are here because the timing is right, not from anything other than the energetic timing and the timing of other things that have happened. This three-day period, 1, 2, 3 of November, is also a very high-energy period. There's a... just for reference, you can see there's the astrology of November up on the site. But anyways, the third tomorrow, well, it's actually already in Australia, but the third is the new moon, and new moon is always a time for new beginnings, setting your intentions, and what you want to manifest. So it's very apropos that we're having this call and we have these documents for that. It's also an eclipse, and it's also a very strong, very unusual alignment of all of those things. So I would, again, point you, if you haven't seen it yet, there's an audio on the IUV site. It's on the blog, and Carl did it for the astrology of November, so that might be helpful. As far as these documents, when I look at them, there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 new ones just released. Two of the new ones just released. If you want to play with the banks, then you go ahead and you use those, and you do not use for the banks the other two. So the two that you would use for the banks are the Declaration of Original Depository and Deposit and Declaration of Receipt, along with the Will and the Word of I, which was already released on October 7th.
Okay, so what's the difference between when, I think his name is Bob, went to the banks and they said that they would not use those as negotiable instruments. What's the difference now between this one? Would they say the same thing?
Well, the difference is that we're much further down the road and new things have been added and the energy has changed and all of the detailed pieces that were not there before have now been put in place. So I don't actually, why don't we see if somebody else wants to jump in and has their thoughts on the documents?
Sure.
Well, I can give you my input if you'd like.
Sounds good.
I read them over. They look pretty thorough. Everything is well referenced. I don't know what more to say. I mean, it's very thorough.
It's Papa, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I look like me today, don't I? Today, whatever. Okay.
Great. Anybody else? Kelly or anybody else?
Hi, my name is Edgar.
Hey, Edgar.
Hello.
Hi. Are you just saying hello because you just joined?
Yeah, I just want to listen
okay.
in.
Yeah, great. So does anybody else have any thoughts they want to bring forward on the actual documents before we get to playing with how we want to move forward how people are going to move forward? That much, huh? Gosh, don't all speak at once.
Well, I think we have it.
Cool. All right. Well, then, as far as how are people going to move forward and play, there is one document that still needs to be created. It needs to be created by each individual person because they need to have their energy in it. We actually have all of the recipe ingredients that we need, and we can use some of the ideas of the original Declaration of Value to do that. But you understand that if you're going to play with the banks, you need the Declaration of I, the will and the word, which you need to customize for yourself. You need the Declaration of Receipt, which you need to customize for yourself. You need the Declaration of Original Depository and Deposit, which you need to customize for yourself. And you also need to create and then customize for yourself the Declaration of Value. And again, if you look at that blog post, the newest one I put up, it has Heather's instructions specifics there. What I'm going to do, because I already created one, is I'm going to use the idea that I had of the Declaration of Value, or some had referred to it as a CoV, Certificate of Value, and I'm going to modify that with the ingredients that Heather says needs to be in there and use that. So,
now, where is that again, BZ?
Well, I'll put the I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it, and then once I do it, I'm happy to put it as an example if people want to just eyeball that and make their own. But Heather was really clear in her... I'll go ahead and read her instructions here. She wasn't clear on that. So, like, there's... okay. If you're going to go ahead and do this, I'm paraphrasing here, if you're going to go ahead and do the playing with the banks, you need a Declaration of Value. It must be done by the conscious hand and heart of each embodiment. So she didn't say that just because she wanted a few words to throw in there in the middle of the paragraph.
Right.
Read those words and don't read them with your head. It must be done by the conscious hand and heart of each embodiment. So you're actually creating it. If you're taking this as your, you know, in old language, you might say a check or a bill of exchange or an instrument of some kind, right? You want it to be yours because you're, this is my perception only, energetic and otherwise, but you are taking your value and you're transferring some of it onto a instrument, a document, a creation that you have made to access a representation of your value. So if you're going to look and say, well, where's the example? I'm just going to take that and throw my name in there and keep everything the same. That's not your creation. And if it is too much energy or too much trouble or you don't know how to do it, then to create it yet, then you're not ready to create it. You're not ready to take your value and put it into an instrument that then you can put in for a representation of the value. Again, that's just my perception, but I think that phrase she has in there, it must be done by the conscious hand and heart of each embodiment, is really important. And there's a lot more to those few words than just what they say, the ink on paper. Then she says, it looks just like a check or a bill of exchange or any other instrument with your, all caps, self-designed identification and the reference numbers. So when she's talking about the identification, that's where on mine I went and I took the time and the creativity and the play who I played with for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I made my own seal. So that's what she's referring to there, self-designed identification. So this is a process, again, from my perspective, where you're playing with this. You're going into your heart and you're creating something that you're doing. And then the reference numbers are, she gives you a list of what those are. So that's just the, just to bring to everybody's attention the other document that needs to be created.
And I don't know. I don't know if I missed that on the website or not. Is that something that's going to be posted, or?
Well, like I said, the there were examples on the old post of all the different doves or cubs that people have created. There's an example of Bob's. There's an example of mine. There was a
right. I have an example of Bob's.
Yeah. So the new one, I'm going to do my own, and since I'm always happy to share. For an example or something, I'll put it up and do it. I haven't done it yet. But I'm saying Heather's given us the direct instructions for committee. So my question to everybody here is, who here is wanting to play with the bank? And who here is wanting to go just back to an absolute energy exchange? And that might get some conversation going. So
I go play with the bank, but I don't have a car. I have no way to get around.
Yeah, I know what
that's
like. What's
the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Well, I want to approach the bank in person.
Those documents, mostly when you read them, they say that this is also a representation if it's fact. So when we get on the phone tomorrow, any of us that need to fax it over, we think that we can do that. And if they need a hard copy later on, then you can mail it in.
It might be best to make an appointment because you're probably going to wind up taking a bit of their time.
Yeah, Kelly, can you speak a little louder and say what you said again? Because you had a lot of great points, and I'm not sure everybody got to hear what you said.
Okay. When you read those documents, I believe they state, I know at least two of them do, the ones probably you take into the bank, that a faxed copy is just as good as the original. So if you have to do this by phone, you don't have a car, you can fax it into the bank or you can email it into the bank. Either way, it can be done.
Okay.
You do not have to go in person.
Yes, they all say, in quotes, furthermore, duly made and with full responsibility and liability of I in body for all to rely upon as true, accurate, and complete, issued facsimiles and digital scans of this original declaration of receipt is lawfully declared to be an original. So it, you're right, Kelly, it says that on all of them. So there you go. You don't need a car. And if you don't have a fax, you can go to get a free account with my fax and then cancel it after 30 days and it doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. Well, I can always send, you know, email the documents to them. I'll be able to pick it up. Do I send a copy of each of the five plus, all the information.
If you're gonna play with the
Amy.
The bank, you need five. Yeah, that's right. So the declaration of I, and you've customized them all. Declaration of I, the declaration of original depository and deposit, declaration of receipt.
Yeah.
The creation document that you. I'm sorry. There's four. The creation declaration of value that you made. There's only four of them.
And four.
Yeah, so right now, three of those four that you need, there's an example of each one of them up on the IUV site.
Right, there's a declaration of account.
Nope, you don't, that's different. You
that's,
don't want
that's
that
different.
One. Nope.
All right, and you don't need a declaration of conversion.
That's correct, that's different.
So you need a declaration of I, the declaration of receipt.
Yeah, I'm going to make this post clear. So, hang on 1 second.
And the certificate of value.
Hang on, exoration.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of these.
So if we're going to play in bank play, do we create our own checks as well?
Did you just get here?
Yeah, how was that?
Yes, that's busy. No, yeah, Amy, we're going to play with...
it would probably be a bill of exchange.
We have to create... Well, it's a declaration of value. We have
right.
to create it. And so there's a new... Alexa, there's a new blog post that has those descriptions and the recipe that Heather gave.
Now, Bob made up a sample of a declaration of value, didn't he?
Yes, but you're going to need to change that. It's different. Heather gives you, there's some specific, again, this is my perspective, but there's some distinctions that need to be made. First of all, you have to make sure that you put in there that it's a foreign deposit.
Okay.
And then you also need to reference, and like I said, I posted the,
Oh, believe me, I'll hang on. I got a bad memory. I got a piece of paper and a pen here.
Okay, if you go to the new blog post, it's on the IUV site, and it has, I separated out the documents so it's even clearer, the ones that you need to use if you want to play with the bank. And the ones that you need to use if you don't. And there's
a
line between them.
What do you mean if you don't?
You don't want to play with
the bank. There's five or six documents that are listed completely. You'll need four of those to go to the bank with.
Well, yes, but the fourth one is not there yet because people have to create that. And
all right, there's three and then one created. All right.
Yeah.
Is the fourth one considered what they would consider BZ? Is that what they would consider the instrument one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In their terms?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And in the recipe, in Heather's instructions below, it says it's a declaration of value, and then it looks like a check or a bill of exchange or any other instrument with your self-designated identification. So we already kind of discussed all this. And then she also goes through specifics because there's stating that it's a you when you state your sum, it's for a foreign deposit in that bank, and that you're also putting the when you're referencing the depository deposit and the declaration of receipt, those have filing numbers on them, and that's part of your customization. Someone may say, "Well, what are the filing numbers?" Well, as soon as you customize it, you'll know the answer to that because you put them on.
Okay, now where do I find this on the website?
You go to the IUV site and you go to blog on the top hand nav and you click on the blog and it's the first blog post to your left.
Okay.
What value do you put?
Whatever you want to put.
You want to put $10? Go for it. You want to put $50
million?
Go for it.
Do you have to represent your whole amount? So it's $5 billion. I mean, do you put that on there?
There is. I'm going to say this again. This is busy. Anything that it comes out of my heart and my mouth is my perception. You don't have to do anything. What you choose to do is what you choose to do. So if you want to choose to have a representation of value that equals a certain sum or a certain amount of money in a foreign deposit, and that's what you choose to do, then that is right for you. Then it's perfect. It's absolutely the right amount.
And this isn't a one-time shot. So if you want to do some number and then do it again, you can.
Yeah, my feeling is that that we're at the stage now with the energetics and the actual different happenings and things that are being revealed with data that once this goes in, it will be accepted or it won't be accepted, and then the process will continue from there. But it's a game changer regardless.
Right.
Can I just reiterate something about the document number? Is it a number that I personally create myself, or is it a number that's
go to
from
that
the
blog,
UCC filing number?
No, go to the blog post, and you'll see the Word version example documents. And when you click on them, there's a Word version, and it's highlighted. The parts, the only parts you need to change are the parts that are highlighted. Okay? And they're colored. They're a different color. That's the only part you change. So where it says some of them are examples of ones that I made myself, some of them were examples of one that were strictly from Heather's, I had to change them because some people couldn't do the one that had the headers in the Mac users couldn't do that. So I was in the process of making my own, and then I got sent the originals from Heather. So when you look at that, so when it says, it'll either say, depending on the version, it'll either say H-A-T-J, which is the initials for Heather and Tucci Giraffe, or it'll say B-Z-R, which are my initials, right?
Okay.
So you insert your initials.
Right.
And where it has a date of birth, it'll either say September or it'll say July. You change that for yours.
Right.
And then there'll be an actual long number that's related to the DODD, which is your number. So that's going to be your date of birth characterized the way you want it to. Now, Heather, even though she lives in a foreign country, she writes her numbers numerically the way the U.S. does.
So month, day, year.
That's correct. Now, I don't know if it makes a difference, but seeing as I want to get this right, even if I didn't live in the U.S., I would make sure that I wrote those numbers the way the U.S. writes those numbers.
Okay, so month, day, year.
That's just my own thought.
Okay.
The H-A-T-J needs to be changed, right?
That's right.
Right,
so
to you.
Look at Papa, as I said, that's why I didn't post yours. If you go on the site, you'll see they're highlighted. The documents I put up are all the ones that need to be.
I see. Okay. I'm going to have to fix that.
So,
yeah.
Kelly, I had a question for you. Are you going to just pick the same person that you went into personally and fax it to them, or are you going to fax it directly? I'm curious what other people are going to be doing.
I'm going to scan and email it over.
Okay, who are you emailing it to?
I haven't decided yet. It depends who I decide to call tomorrow. The first person I'm going to call tomorrow is the Secret Service.
Yeah,
So.
And you mean Monday?
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. Well, can we skip tomorrow?
You're making me tomorrow, Kelly.
You're making me think I'm Australian and I'm not yet. Okay.
So does anyone know what we're supposed to say to the Secret Service?
Well, I wouldn't say it put a lot of, play into what I'm going to say to the Secret Service, because I'm working on the side of playing with the bank, not hitting them with the Secret
Service.
Yeah,
not going down that road, right.
But that's just my... But I will put the contact information, which I'm now putting on the website, for there, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so if we went energetic, let's take the whole different route than the bank route. If I go energetic, how do I still go to the gas station?
I don't know. How do you think you do that?
I think I show up and I say, I'm amazing, and gas is paid for. But I don't really know, to be honest.
Yeah, there needs to be more clarification. I mean, really, they're really just saying, you know, go within is really not helping us.
Well, again, you don't rely on someone else to do something for you.
But we need an example to give us an idea.
That's why we're on a call coming from our heart, not our head, that's pounding our fists because we don't have all our answers. And we're all having a conversation amongst ourselves what we think that means to us. And then others who don't know what that means, they can listen and see if that resonates. And if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Right.
If it does, it does. That's what the conversation is all about.
Okay.
Energetically, to me, sort of means there's no more money on the planet, or you don't really use the fiat money system. That's what energetically means to me. And it's just, you are the value because you belong here. It's your home. It's planet, your home.
Right, but has that translated to the world?
How does that translate in this current today, right now, when everybody, you know, the vendors, the gas station, everybody's used to having this system? So short of getting them up to speed, it's that energetic one, unless someone else has an idea, to me, is still leaving me slightly confused how to utilize that aspect. I wish we could do it right now. That would be easy, but...
Again, this is just my perspective, but it seems to me if one's head is going, well, how the heck do I do that? And I don't think my landlord is, or my bank, you know, if I'm paying the mortgage or whatever it is, you know, grocery store, is going to go for that, then you're not in the place and you're not in alignment with the biotech of yourself yet to do that. So that's your answer right there.
Right. I agree with that.
No, that's not really an answer because we're still left not knowing and confused. So if somebody...
No, that's what I'm saying. What's your name?
My name's Christy. I'm just trying to...
That's what I'm saying. If you're confused already and it doesn't make sense, and you do actually drop into your heart and you do actually go within and ask the question, what do I know, or play with the idea of what this means, right? When you read what Heather has written and it's confusing, then it's not the answer for you right this minute, because either you're not able to at a place where you can listen or it doesn't resonate. So it's a very clear answer. Now, it may not be the answer that your mind wants to hear, but it is a clear answer. And so that there's another option for you to choose. That's all I'm saying.
Right, okay, I understand that. But what I'm looking for is maybe I have to have it in my head, a clear comprehension, so that I can see a fuller picture. Because I kind of have, like, you know, I understand the value and I get all of that. But what is she saying? It's going to translate into, you know, it will just manifest in front of you, or, you know, I mean, what exactly is she saying? I just feel like I never can get the full comprehension of, you know, how this is going to become a reality right now.
That's what I'm saying, and that's your answer. And that seems to me that answer is absolutely crystal clear. Another way I could say that is clear as mud. So because your heart and your head are, it feels like, and I can feel the energy of it, are not in alignment with each other, you don't understand it, then that's your answer. And so instead of fighting it or getting frustrated with yourself or with Heather or with me or anybody else, then just say, great, that's my answer. It's clear as mud.
So damn time.
It's clear as mud. And
so,
what do I
do now? Okay.
But also another way to do this is say, yeah, okay, I have an answer, and right now it is the bank. But also, what does energetic mean? What does it feel like? And so I'm going to start asking those questions to myself to see what starts to show up.
There you go.
Hmm. Because before I even go to the bank, I may have an answer that I never even thought of, because I'm, you know what I mean? So I want to play with both. But I know that the option right now is the bank for me, right? Because I understand that. I get it. So I'll play with the other one just as to play with and see what happens.
Well, here's the thought.
Papa, you need to... Papa, hang on one second. Papa, you need to mute. Papa, you need to mute.
Papa, you need to mute.
Find them somewhere, not Papa. Or else we know where to find them.
Okay, I hung him up. I muted him.
Okay.
Okay, here's the thought, okay? I think we all would love to go energetic. That's just my thought, just for oneness. But I know that I would like to go to energetic. And here's my take on that. Why were the documents created energetically for the energetic side if they don't represent something? So it may be just take hold of those two documents and see it and continuously to just hold them and read them and see if the answer comes.
Yeah. You know, but this could also be a new energetic. So we're adding new energy and new consciousness into what was considered heavy, dark, and dense, which was money. So if we start energetically changing it, and right now we have the opportunity to do that. is to add a new energetics into money.
Yeah, Heather obviously feels that it's not necessary because she said she chose not to do it and she did a conversion instead, whatever that means.
What's a conversion?
It's a, the document is on the site, so that it's under the line. If you don't want to play with the banks, you play with that. You don't do both. And, yeah, and that's absolutely right. And I think one of the things, again, this is just my opinion, but it's always been my sense that this going into a bank and playing with a bank to have a representation of our value is not Heather's job. It's never been Heather's job. It's not part of what she's supposed to do. Her job was to do the amazing work that she and the other trustees did all of this time and to create and do all they did. And then her final piece was to make these documents and all the conversations and negotiations and energetic work she's done. And she's done that. And so she's also then finished that process by showing anybody who's interested to look that she's decided to go completely to the conversion of energetics. And so that's another option. Remember, if you listen back, I think it was the March 22nd call, their transcripts on the site. It was a Monday call, and she talks about there's lots of different ways that you can do it. So, again, this is a way for her to lay out the recipe for lots of different ways to do it, and it's with who it resonates with. Since this is the absolute plan, again, my feeling that you can't get this wrong. You are where you are at this moment, and where you are and what you're open to is exactly right for you. Each of us have our own paths. So it's not like if you choose one way, the door slams and your tail gets caught in it and you lose out, because that's not of love. And we're moving into love absolute and source's absolute plan. So it, you can't go the wrong way. You can only go the way that's right for you. And it may be right for you and not right for somebody else, and that's perfect.
So there must be some hope or anticipation that we'll come to a place where there is no need for money, and why do the old system if we can, you know, hasten that world, which would be the ideal thing. Right? I mean, is that what, I'm sure, because Heather's so in tune that that's what she is, you know, I guess exemplifying for everyone.
So what is the purpose of the documents if everything's really just within and it's going to be when your time is right? What's the purpose of having this paper document?
Tools, like she said, tools. Choices.
Easy.
Yes?
My name's Hollis.
Hi, Hollis.
I would like to ask, what is the status with Wells Fargo at the moment?
Well, that's a big question. If you mean... I'm sorry. Status of Wells Fargo as relates to the packages we sent them. We had... we, meaning the small group of people who were calling them, had planned to do a follow-up call, and then... the will and the word of I documents got released, so for me, I felt it was important to put a pause on calling them back, and then other things have transpired, and I, me, again, kept feeling that pause was correct. Now these new documents have come out, and for me, that pause is over. So I'm not certain if I will go directly to the CEO of Wells Fargo and or Bank of America, or if I will go in a group with people on the phone or whatever, or if I will go individually to the manager that I spoke with in person locally here. I haven't sat with it long enough to do that. What my process is to do my customization of each document and to tune into it, and I actually will customize all of the ones that were released, all four of the new ones that were released yesterday, even if I don't intend to use them, but that way I can put myself into them and sit with them and get what answers I need to do. And then I will also create my declaration of value, and then I will sit with it, and the answers will, you know, what's right for me. For me, I know that to play with the bank, I look at it a slightly different way. I think other people have talked about this, but I haven't seen a lot of talk about it. I don't look at it as playing with the banks is upholding the old system, because when I'm playing with them now, I'm playing with them in full transparency. It's a totally different energetic signature, and it's in integrity and in balance with all cards laid on the table. So it's, we have talked about being clean value, clean energy, energetics, and that when I play with them, they can... it's not holding up the old system, it's actually breaking through into the new system. So that's the way that I hold it, that's the way that I look at it. And I know for me, sure, I would be happy to go all energetics right now, but I have a sense in my own inner knowing that this is one of the things that I'm supposed to do, is to go and play with the banks, because there's an awful lot of people who don't have a clue about energetics. They don't have a clue that they're the value. They don't even have a clue that they have intuition or anything else. And so one of the ways, again, from my perspective, that people can have an example or a way to tune into what is a different possibility is to see it happen in what they look at as a real concrete world. And everybody knows what money is. And my feeling is that it would take, even if we just went the route of going and playing with the banks, it would take less than 6 months for the entire world to shift completely where we didn't need money anymore. That's just my perspective. It could certainly happen a lot faster than that, but that's the knowing that I have a sense. So that's what I choose to play with.
I sent a package to Stump and the other gentleman, I remember his name, but I'd heard that CEO Stump resigned or was asked to resign.
Well, from a public perspective, he's still out making speeches at board meetings and everything else. So he was one of the people who was photographed by the AP going into the White House around the shutdown. So from that perspective, he's still right where he claims to be.
And then I took the same documents into my local Wells Fargo here. So I think I'll do that again.
Well, don't take the same documents.
No. I'll take the new ones, yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for your response.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I watched the Opal Tour video yesterday. That was wonderful. I'd like to go join those folks on the tour.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, that would be fun, yes.
Mm.
Thank you.
So any sure. So anybody else want to share what their thoughts of either on going to a full energetic, so it's a declaration of conversion, or for what they're doing with these documents and going to play with the bank?
Where does the declaration of account fit in? It was mentioned about Caleb's program and that somehow there was some correlation there.
If you go back to, and I'll put the link on the new post as well, but if you go back to the We Room blog post where I put the link to the truncated transcript of Heather's conversation of July 1st, and it, where it's just Heather's words, everything else is taken out so it doesn't have to print out so long. She gives a recipe, and in the recipe, she's talking about a declaration of an account, and she gives two examples of a declaration of account. One of them has to do with a Project 13 account, and one of them has to do with some other kind of account that you would like to open up, whether it's your own business or something like that. So that's where you can get some more back information on that. There's a little bit of information in her new instructions, which are in the newest blog post. And in the example of the declaration of account, Heather just put in, it's one where she's got an account with Caleb for P13. And so that just relates a way that it's an agreement between her and Caleb that anything that she's using it for is in a transparent manner. So that's what that is. Like I said, that's why that one is underneath the line on the blog post, so that if you don't want to play with the bank, then that's one of the ones that you would use.
And that's the most recent post?
That's correct.
I'm wondering if anyone has contacted Karen Hudis about the documents, and she's the senior counsel for the World Bank and has been, you know, trying to end the corruption. Has anybody?
Well, many people have contacted Karen Hudis. She is actually not the counsel anymore. She was fired a long time ago. And
reinstated.
But she has no, she is wanting to just kind of clean up slightly the corruption. She doesn't want to change things. So she's made her position on that very clear. And the people who did, and some of the Bui Room people have put in their posts. I don't think I have anything up on the IU website. But anyways, a number of people have mentioned their conversations with her, and she's not interested in anything that OPPT has done. She likes actually the way it is. She just thinks it should be brought a little bit more in sync with the legal system.
Right.
Which tells me all I need to know right there.
Well, yeah, because if on one hand she's talking about, you know, love and, you know, what the real value is, it doesn't really make sense that she...
Well, she's never talked about the real value. She doesn't understand that she is the real value.
Well, she did. She made a comment about, you know, the love and war and that, you know, we are. But that's why I had the question. I mean, has she read any of the documents, and does she understand that portion of it? Because
I can't hazard a guess of what she has or has not actually done. I know that a number of people have gotten in touch with her and sent her things, and she's had some very short responses back, and they've all been in the negative.
Oh.
Yeah, but I never got a response to my correspondence with her either, BZ. This is Doug.
Hi, Doug. Yeah, I know, I think Justin did, and a couple people in the Bui Room. If you're in the Bui Room, you can scan back up. You can do a search on it. Just search Karen Hudis. And Hudis, and excuse me, and those will come up. So a number of people. You can also search the IUB site, because if there was a conversation other than a one-word or two-word answer, then you can be sure it got posted on the IUB blog post. So I don't. One is not coming to mind. I'm usually pretty good at remembering everything I've posted. So, but you could do a search on that as well. I have posted her different videos, but if there was anything that an answer someone had gotten, I would have posted it.
I agree with you, BZ. I want to play with the banks with the same attitude you have. I agree with it 100%.
Yeah, I have no interest per se in playing with the banks, because they're a bank and it's a whole new system. I'm ready to live and to play absent limits, and if I'm playing with the bank to do that so that people can wake up in a way that they understand, but yet in a whole new way all at the same time, then that's just fine by me. That's no problem. I'll play that way.
I'm with you, BZ. This is Amy. I'm with you on that.
I don't see it as a deterrent, and I don't see it as a choose one way or the other way. I mean, I would love to tune into my biotech right this moment and manifest a home and a puppy. Neither of which I have, right? But I haven't remembered how to do that yet. And my sense, again, just for me, is that this is the step that I'm supposed to take in playing with the bank to get to. And it may be that the moment after I do that, My biotech comes completely online, and I go off happy dancing, you know, through the meadow. And if that's what I need to do, that's cool too.
So if one person has remembered or, you know, figured out how to do that, are they able to describe how they remembered or, I mean, how to do it to like, you know, help us have a picture of what that would be like?
I'm sure they could, yeah. I know that Heather is one that's remembered how to do that.
I have a friend who does it too.
And she's described it in the ways that she describes things. So if you again look at her stuff, tune into what she is saying, not with the head, because the head says, okay, this is clear as mud. I just don't get it. But if you clear the, you know, tune in energetically, then you'll have some of a recipe there. But it's my sense is it's not what Heather's here to do to explain that. She explains it and shares it the way that she does. That's her own unique way. And there may be somebody else that does that. I mean, and I, you know, if it's needed, if people haven't figured it out, when I learn how to use my own biotech, because that's the way that I'm made, that's how I've done things, the way I'm supposed to do things my whole life is to share, I'll share it if anybody cares, but I'm sure everybody else will already be playing by then. Amy, has your friend shared?
Oh, yeah, he actually, just this week we did it, and I had this issue about money, and I was like, all right, I'm really seeming to be stuck here, and so it's like the last piece of my puzzle is stuck in 3D, and he's like, all right, so let's talk about how do you view it? Like, how are you viewing money? Like, every day, what do you think? What do you say to yourself about it? What is going on? So he said, describe it. Describe what you say to yourself. And I did. And he's like, see, you're focusing on the lack of it. So, and I said, oh, you're right, I am, you know. So he was like, all right, now focus on having it. What does it feel like? And so I described all these words. And they're like, those words that you just used, Amy, are very normal to your knowing. There's a reason you know those words and how it feels, because it's your natural state of being. So just keep tapping into that. And, you know, it'll happen probably quickly. But he said, just keep flowing with the energy that you know. Like, for me, being abundant, whether it's money or just, you know, even manifesting everything, feels very bubbly for me. Like, I can just jump around the planet and go anywhere and experience anything. It's very freedom for me. And so he's like, focus on that. So whenever that comes up about a lack, just rechange it and just stay soft with yourself. So the last couple of days I've been doing that. And I've noticed, and it was funny because I just started doing that yesterday, and then I woke up this morning and the documents were out. I went, oh, that's interesting. So did I really change it all? Which is fascinating. And he's a very loving, gentle soul. So when he extrives it to you, you feel like just his sort of sense of love and ease. And so it's a great assistance. And he actually is going to have his own radio show in a couple of weeks. So I'll see if he wants to talk about it.
There you go.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Because he is a loving, loving being. So he's very gentle when he talks about it. But it was funny. I woke up this morning and the docs were out. I go, oh, that's fascinating.
So not to put anybody on the spot, but anybody else who hasn't spoken yet or hasn't spoken much, would they like to share their thoughts on which documents they're going to use and how they're going to go about playing with it?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. My name is Addo, and I just recently saw the documents today. And basically, from what I gleaned from it, I think that as I was going to play with them, it'd be in a very limited capacity, you know, enough to, like, you know, provide for myself. I'm not sure which document I would use in particular to, based on what I've read, to make a direct kind of deposit into it. But if anybody can clarify that for me, that'd be great also.
Yeah, the directions are all on the newest blog post on the IUV site.
Okay, I'm just going to look at it right now. It's the one with the BWEEHTJ.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So basically, I have to modify them from
yep.
with my information inside there.
Yeah, just to modify the things that are highlighted in a color. Don't change anything else.
Okay, so on the Word version, modify the stuff in the highlighted color. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what if I don't have Word?
Are you on a Mac?
No, I'm on a PC, but I don't have a Word, the actual Microsoft Word.
But you should be able to. You should be able to, well, what you can do is you can look at the PDF versions, which are all on the other, you'll see a link to the release of the documents, and download the PDF, and then you'll have to hand code everything in by hand, or you could try a copy and paste into a either rich format document or what you do have, and then just make it look like with the margins and everything. And the way that it is, have it look the same as the others.
You could also take the files to a Kinko's or something and let them print it out for you.
But he can't print them until he fixes them.
But if you want to view them and you can't, you can try the library.
Well, he can view them right now online.
Well.
Yeah, I can see the documents clearly. There's no problem. I can have a PDF thing, all that kind of thing. Now, can I edit a PDF and do the same thing or no?
No, because a PDF, not the way these are, it's not an editable PDF file. It's just a PDF file. But you can copy. It's not a locked PDF. So you can go to the tool at the top in your PDF reader and click the select tool and then hit select all and copy that onto your clipboard and throw it into whatever program you use. You'll just need to address your margins and the size of the font and everything. So if it's a one-page document, you need to address everything so that it goes back to being a one-page document in whatever program you're using.
Can I say something?
So if it's a two-page document, I have to condense it down to one page. Am I correct?
No. If it's a two-page document as it is on the site, leave it as a two-page. If it's one page, keep it as a one-page. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a suggestion for him.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Mary. If you look on the Internet, you might be able to find a free document converter. Do a search on the Internet for something like that.
Okay.
Because there's different programs that will convert the Word documents, because I've been without Microsoft Word before and had to deal with it.
So I can look up free Word document converter?
Yeah, something like that and see what you get. You might be able to find something that will convert documents for you.
Okay.
It might convert from Microsoft Word into what you have.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Otilia. I have a question. I'm looking at the declaration of account form, and I see all the blue highlighted areas, and then I see BZ, and then BZR, which your initials BZ, and then a number. Do I change that number to something that I
create? Yes, anytime that you see that something that's highlighted, it's personal to. Again, an example you're giving, it's mine, so it's personal to me. If it was HATJ, which is Heather Antucci Giraffe, it's personal to her. And that number is in the U.S., the way that the U.S. runs it, which is month, day, year, it's the birth date. It's when I came to Eternal Essence Embodiment this time around.
Okay, so that's what it is.
But if you're not from the U.S., write it in the U.S. way, not the European way.
Because under the DODD number on the
mm-hmm.
form that you put up, there are different numbers. In one section, you have one, and in a section, another. Maybe you left Heather's in another section, I think. Okay, so if it's just the birthday, that's clear. Thank you.
Yep. Yes, I'm sure I could have made a mistake. I was trying to do them fast again.
I did want to say that I was planning on just kind of converting them and then sit with them and do my thumbprint too, And I know when the first document came up, I did that with it, and I just meditated with it. And it was just a very powerful moment. And I've actually noticed more abundance and more things shifting towards the positive just by doing that.
Excellent.
So I plan to do the same.
That's excellent.
That's beautiful.
And one other, I just want to kind of give a tech note for in sec. If someone's going to that particular blog post that I keep referencing, the new one, you need to do a hard refresh, because as people bring things up, I'm adding things. So you don't want to get the cached version on your system. You want to do a hard refresh, so you can hold the shift key and the F5 key, and that'll hard refresh it.
I have a question. Can we do this sort of by fax, email to a bank, or do we have to go into the bank?
We already went through that. Yes, you can do it, because right at the bottom it says that all of this is considered an original, even if it's a digital scan or a facsimile.
Okay.
Someone else had a question.
Yeah, BZ, this is Debbie. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I just was wondering if you could comment on this. I'm just not sure which way I'm going to go, because I have a situation I'm in right now, so I have to not think about it, but just be with it a little bit. But what are your thoughts on if we decide to do our, to play with the banks, and then in the future we want to do the energetic? Do it like once, and then we something different, and we don't want to play with the banks anymore, because you had said one or the other.
No, I didn't say, I never said one or the other. I said if you're going to play with the banks, use the one at the top of the list. If you don't want to play with the banks, use the other. Don't use both to start with, because they're two different things. But if you, as you just described it, if you want to play with the bank first and see, how that makes you feel and all that kind of stuff, and then you want to do your declaration of conversion, I, from my perspective, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. All I'm saying is you can't do them all at the same time, because they're two different things.
Right.
But you can't do the conversion and play with the bank, because you just negated both of what you just did.
Yeah. Okay.
If that makes any sense.
No, it does, because that's kind of where I was thinking, but then I wasn't sure if your thought process was different than that, but I appreciate that.
Yeah. Go do the, if you want to play with the banks, do the banks first, in which case you're going to do those documents that are at the top above the line, and I'm referring to the blog post, right? So do that. Now, after you go and you do that, whatever happens, whatever transpires, and let's say that you have access to representation of your value, and you're playing with it, and you're doing whatever you're doing, and then you say, oh, I get it, or now something clicks and changes or opens, or whatever way you're going to describe it, and you want to then do your conversion, then do it. If it fits with you, then it fits with you, and it's absolutely perfect for you.
Great. Thank you.
Does anybody else have some things they want to share and play with?
One more question. If it's okay. The document you're referring to, the first one, you mean the declaration of a deposit?
Yes, I'm having a hard time hearing you. So you're talking
declaration
of original depository deposit, right?
Yeah, correct. That's the bank document. Am I correct?
Yes, so if you look on the website, it says if you want to play with the banks, and then it has three documents listed where it says click here, click here, click here.
Correct.
Those are the three for the banks. And then it also, this is where I'm talking about the you need to hard refresh. It now has a new sentence that says you will also need to create a declaration of value. And it says see Heather's directions below. And then it says when I make my own version, I'm happy to share an example of it. So until that changes, and there's a click here for an example, you need to create your own declaration of value. So then you would have a total of four. Those are what you would need to create and customize for your internal essence, and then go and play with the banks.
I understand. Okay. Thank you.
So I have a question, too. This is Amy. If I'm going to play with the banks, anybody know if they're going to set up a checking account or a savings account? Or what? Any? Are they going to specify?
If you actually get that far in success, I think that it will all unfold before you.
I think that's a very good answer. I think I'll just say both. I'll take a little this and a little of that.
I would only change, I'm only going to add my answer and say when you get to that stage, think about what kinds of transfer mechanisms you want to use in playing with the representation of your value in what you want to be and do out in the world. You know, doing things, experiencing things, co-creating with
yeah.
people, and then choose the transfer mechanism and the existing elements that they have to satisfy that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, how often would I use checks? Do I use checks enough to do that, or would I sort of just use debit and get rid of that? So that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. My sense is that you're not going to want to go in and try to get a whole big stack of, you know, $100 million in cash to have in your hand. First of all, it's cumbersome, and it would add one more thing because they don't have that stock in hand. But if you can do it mostly digitally and electronically, then you're all set. So whatever mechanism they have currently that does that, depending on what you want to play with, would be the best way to do it.
Right. Although I would like to roll around it in the bed in a whole big pile. That's just my view.
The other thing is that if when you're thinking about it, if you keep thinking, well, like we talked about earlier, you know, well, what do I say to the Secret Service when I call them to stick them after the bank? If that's the first question that you have.
Then I'm already calling them.
Well, yeah, and that would be my thought, too, is perhaps
yeah.
you want to play with that a little bit more and sit with that a little bit more because you just scripted out what you're going to have happen.
Yeah, that's right, because I did play with that. What would I say? Why do I want to talk to him? Like, I got to stop that. Let me rephrase myself.
But if anybody does go that way, I did put on the blog post how you get in touch with the Secret Service. So.
Okay, I don't need to look that up. I'm all set. I'll refix that.
So anybody else? I know there's lots of people in here. At least say hi and come play.
Thank you for all that you've done, Dee. It's amazing.
I'm wondering about the idea of the Secret Service. Where is that coming from and what? I don't see the connection.
Oopsie.
Okay, Amy,
oopsie.
You handle that one.
Oopsie. I created this one. Oh, now I got to clean it up. All right, I'll take it, BZ. Oopsie. All right, I have some cleaning up to do. I get it.
I'm going to wink after
right.
you now, right, as Sarah would say.
Yeah.
You know, if you bring it up, you got to answer it. I get it. It came up because somewhere in the documents, Heather says that if the bank denies that they can be arrested now, and in the documents it says, and you can call the Secret Service.
Okay.
That's where that came from.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
But as we know, that if you put your attention on something, well, it shows up. So I'd rather put my attention on the nice bank manager who says, I'm so excited you're here.
There you go.
There we go.
And where's your family? Mm-hmm. And where's everybody else? And where's my copy? I need some documents, too.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a real short URL for that.
And I agree with BZ, though. The reason for me to wanting to play with the bank, for me personally, is that I think for me to convert everybody energetically right now today would be a big undertaking for me. But if I can show them that they are abundant and why they're abundant and they have access to everything and I can go play with them right now, well, that's even better for me.
I agree.
So I'm not using the bank because it's, you know, I want to outdo, you know, the bank president. I want to do it because I want to do it for the betterment of the people that I love and know and show them that they really are the value and play and go and play. And I want to be the living embodiment and walking of that.
Somebody's got to be the pioneers.
You know, someone's got to be the living example. And we're all it right now. Wouldn't it be beautiful to look at your neighbor who's struggling and be like, no, no, just come with me. I'll show you how to do it.
Get ready.
I'm getting my galactic puppies, and they're spreading kisses of absolute love everywhere. So.
Every time I think about going to the bank, BZ, I think of your dog. I say, I'm getting her a dog no matter what. That's one of the first things we'll do is get BZ a dog.
So anybody else have... I know that I'm looking at the switchboard here, so I know that there's a whole pile of eternal essence on this call who haven't stepped forward to play yet. I want to know. That's my question. So I would like to know what you're, at this moment, thinking and feeling about playing with these documents. And it
or even BZ, what about the beautiful woman who said when she meditated on the documents with her fingerprint and all of a sudden abundance started showing up more. So she's already playing in energetics.
That's right. That's what I mean. Whatever, all the documents. So, yeah. But I would love to hear, there's only a few of the people that we've heard from, and I'm looking at the switchboard and there's a whole bunch more of you guys.
So I would like to just say hi. This is Lori, and I just
got Lori.
Minutes ago, but it's so lovely to get to hear you all again. I have not been able to be around for a long time, so.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you so much. So just I'm glad I finally tuned in and realized there was a call going on. So I will happily listen to what I've missed.
You'll hear the recording. I'll post it as soon as the file rectifies. And all the documents that we've all been talking about and the examples and the editable versions are all on the site.
Beautiful. And when you say that, you mean the IUV website? Because I see I've been looking while you were talking. And
yeah, the IUV site.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's the only one I can fix on the fly.
I have one more question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. In terms of the BWWE chat room, Skype room, is there a way of getting in there or no?
Yeah. WE room stands for Bankers Working with Eternal Essence, but it takes a long time to say, so we just go WE.
WE!
So basically, it's Bankers Working with Eternal Essence. That's the name of the chat room inside Skype, am I correct?
Yeah, and so go to, you can either put a comment on the new blog post or on the old WE Room blog post and tell me that you want to be added and make sure you give me your Skype handle and then I'll add you, but you have to accept my individual one once before I can put you in the room.
Sounds good.
Okay, and if, since I got a million of them, if someone doesn't respond in 36 hours, then I delete it.
Okay.
Okay? Just because that way, otherwise I've got you sitting out there and it goes to the bottom of the thing and I can't find you again.
I understand. Thank you very much.
When will you have your Declaration of Value sample up? Not to hurry you.
BZ? Did BZ leave us?
No, I'm here. Oh. If people have already created their declaration of value, then send them to me if you like, and I'll put them as examples on the site. And
oh, that's a great idea.
Because that way we'll have more than one. You know, they're individual eternal essence that are working on them. So they're all going to have different energetics and look different. But to answer your question, I haven't planned to come in yet, and I may do it a little later today.
BG?
Yeah?
I thought I would put out there, too, I noticed that somebody wanted to join the BZ room, and if they also would have the option, if they want to email me, I can also, and allow me to be their contact, I can get them in there, too.
Great. Give that out, Joyce.
My email is Joyce Paulson. JoycePaulson 123@gmail.com.
There you go.
What? Just really quick. JoycePaulson123@gmail.com.
Now everybody inundate her.
What's that?
I said everybody inundate Joyce now.
Yeah, the only thing I request is that if you come play in the Bree room, you actually come to play with an open heart, and because it's something that you want to do, not something that you want to play in contrast with. We'll leave it at that. Does that make sense?
Brilliantly.
Yes, it does.
So anybody else? Otherwise, we'll jump off so y'all can get your declarations of value done, and you can send them to me, and I'll post them on the site.
Woohoo!
All righty then. Sounds like a plan.
So I want to just check, is anybody else going to do the declaration of conversion?
You mean filling it out? Or?
No, I'd like a point of view about that one as well. So if anybody is using it, I would love to hear what they see and feel about it.
I can tell you just from reading the document, one of the things that the document does is that it actually accepts the money that the OPPT reconciled, the $5 billion and the $5 billion. It claims it, accepts it, and then reconciles or converts it back into their energy. And what you're doing is you're declaring that you do that, and that's where you're putting that in. So that's the intention and the purpose of that, rather than wanting to take what was secured in the filings with the $5 billion and the $5 billion and taking all of that or a portion of that in a representation of value and playing in the banks with it. And the only other thing I'll add on that, just from my perspective again, is if your ego mind is a show me, is a thing of, well, I need a specific step-by-step, or I'll believe it when I see it, or those kinds of things, you could fill that out, but it would seem to me that there would be energetic dissonance between that normal kind of default energetic signature that you've carried thus far in life to what you just created in that document. And, you know, you may see the flow, you may get zapped as your two energetic signatures spark with each other, but that's something to to play with as well. That doesn't mean don't do it. It just means take that into account, and you're going to want to be some realigning with your energy signature as you do that.
It's interesting. When you just said that, I what came to me was that I was expanding my energetics, not choosing one or the other, but it was like, oh, I get to manifest in many ways instead of sort of one way or another way. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should just go read the other documents and see if that still resonates. But that's what I got out of that, that there's infinite possibilities.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that's the whole idea of absent limits.
Yeah, exactly.
If you come up with a limit, well, then you haven't played an absent limit.
Well, then you got to go do some work again.
But remember, you know, different people have done different things in their life, whether because they were forced to, a situation, circumstances happened, then they had to have all those layers peeled off already, or they just are in a space and their own energetic core can throw them off right now. So none is a good place or a bad place. Those are just labels that is a construct of the, you know, ego mind. So I guess don't beat oneself up with it and just play with it. Okay, so anybody else have anything they want to share or talk about or play or tell us some of the dance steps for your happy dance? Otherwise, we will say cheers and salute and end the call.
All right, so thank you for everything.
And I'll put the recording up once it's there. And if you have anything that you want to add to the new blog post, let me know. You can either get in touch with me directly or put a comment, and I can add the document versions if you want to share them as examples with people so everybody can co-create together.
Thank you, BZ. This is Debbie. Mm-hmm. I have to go within. I'm silent because but putting all this up there and for us to go within and to decide, I really appreciate that.
Great, yeah. In is the place to be.
And make sure you have fun doing it, too. Don't get all heavy with it. Just get fun with it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and if your brain is, you know, yanking you here and yanking you there, say, you know, I really appreciate that, but you go sit over there. I'm going to hang out here for a minute.
I always say I'm choosing peace.
There you go. All right. I'm choosing puppy kisses. I'll see y'all later.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.